Good news. That's because one local project has recently been awarded a grant for their work in tackling social isolation. Time Out is the name of the organisation. It does some amazing work, and I'm really, really thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be talking to the co-founder, Julie Goodman. She joins me now to talk a little bit more about it. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Oh, my, you've got a smile. I can hear your smile. Amazing. This is fabulous. It really is. So, Julie, tell me about Time Out and why you formed it.
Okay, so with myself and a lady called Laurie Harvey and Tracy Watson, we all got together and decided that we'd try and tackle the problem of social isolation in North Warwickshire. Two of us live in North Warwickshire and we work in North Warwickshire, and studies have been done that shows, you know, that it's a really big problem, partly because of the lack of sort of services and partly because of things like transport issues. So we all got together and decided we'd see what we could do. So we formed an organisation that is for a support service for adults. So it's for anybody over the age of 18 who is isolated, lonely, or needs support to be able to access the community.
Okay.
And to get out there and to be able to promote their independence and to increase their well-being.
How practically are you supporting these people then?
It depends, really. What we always do, people can refer themselves. We have some referrals from organisations like social services, health visitors. But people can just give us a call themselves. And then we have a chat with them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We go out and see them, and we see what they want, basically. We find out what their hobbies are, what they enjoy, and what they want to achieve. And from that, we then decide if we're the most appropriate service for them.
Okay.
We can signpost if it's not. We've got lots of knowledge through working sort of, in the public sector for a long time. So mm-hmm. we know about lots of other organisations. We've got a big network. And then if some people need practical support, things like being taken to hospital appointments, attending the GP. We do a lot for carers as well, so sort of carers respite. So it may be somebody needs to go to an appointment, but they've got need somebody to stay with the person they usually look after.
So we can do
that for them.
I guess no two days are the same, really. I mean, you might be taking somebody to a hospital. You might be just befriending somebody who feels lonely in the community.
Definitely.
I'm getting an idea. This is a fantastic service. I mean, how essential do you think that your service is, Julie?
It really is essential. I think there's quite a few sort of different aspects to it, whereas first of all, it's about the person that we go to see, so it's about their well-being, their physical and their mental well-being, and then also there's the impact that has on their family. So sometimes it could be the fact that we're sort of spending time with somebody that takes a bit of pressure off family, who might need to take time off work to take people to appointments. And also in some cases it gives the family reassurance that if there's a problem, you know, we're popping in and seeing, we see a lot of people on a regular basis, so you know, if there is a problem or we notice a deterioration, you know, it gives them peace of mind. And also there's the fact of sort of with hospitals and GP surgeries, there's so many people who they go along to the GP just because they want somebody to talk to.
Yes,
you know, and if we can get in early enough to, we're hoping, you know, as sort of as a long-term aim is to try and do preventative work, so that if we, rather than wait until crisis point, if we can get in early enough and to sort of build up that relationship, then we can hopefully try and sort of cut down on the amount of pressure that's on GPs,
on the NHS.
Definitely.
Let me ask you another question. I mean, would you say that it's becoming more, that we actually all need to become more aware of this? I mean, and going forward, for example, listen, our population is ageing. I mean, how do we handle all this progressively?
Yeah. That's right. I think it's not just about the ageing population, it's the health conditions that come with that. So, you know, there's lots of people obviously with type 2 diabetes. If we can get in early enough and maybe get them people out, if they're able to join walking groups, to, you know, to encourage them to get out and to do some sort of exercise. We know about lots of groups that are on and activities that are on in our areas. So even if people don't know about them, we can find out about them for them and take them along, support them. And that also the added benefit, they get to meet other people in that community and they make friends while they're there. So
it's wonderful.
It's a really positive thing. We really, you probably can hear my enthusiasm. It's a real passion that we have for just, it's so rewarding when you see somebody and, you know, you see them and after maybe a month or a couple of months and you can see that, you know, that positive influence and the feedback that we have.
It
really is positive, you know, just from that, you know, somebody getting out just for a few hours once a week can make such a big difference.
You've received some money, haven't you, to help
we
you
did,
with this?
Yes,
this grant,
did.
You're going to have to give a shout out to the funders for you.
Definitely. The Heart of England Community Foundation, a really big thank you. It was wonderful because we had a cheque for £1,750 off them. And that was from the Heart of England Community Foundation. They hold lots of pots of money for lots of different organisations. And so the ones that we were awarded were from Harrison, Beale and Owen, Chartered Accountants and Financial Advisors. And we actually got to meet them. We got to meet somebody from the Heart of England Community Foundation and we got to meet some of the representatives from the Accountants and Financial Advisors.
Brilliant.
And they came out and met myself and Tracy and two of our customers. We had a wonderful time. We met them at a local garden centre and they presented us with the cheque. And it was lovely because we got to meet them face to face and we could tell them all about what we do. And
fabulous.
it was brilliant. It was lovely that they actually took the time to come out and meet us. They took photographs and say it was just they could actually see the difference that it, you know, and how happy the people were that we actually take out. So
money put to good use. I'm sure
definitely.
You're going to be making the most of that and helping that, you know, prolong your project's life.
Definitely, it's
fabulous. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Now, your organisation's called Time Out. It's great. It's absolutely great. And how can people connect with you? There may be somebody that thinks, you know what, there may be somebody I could refer to you or I just want to talk to you myself. How do they connect
with
you?
They can either give us a call. So we've got a number is 07428 730 950. We've also got a website, so if people are able to get onto the internet and want to have a look, and just there's some examples there about the sorts of things we do as well. So, and that the website is www.timeoutliving.co.uk, and we've got a Facebook page as well. That's Facebook at Time Out Living, and we've got an email of inquiries at timeoutliving.co.uk. So we've got a wide variety of ways.
Yes, I was going to say all your socials covered. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and obviously a big massive shout out to the Heart of England Community Foundation
definitely.
For helping you out. Hey, listen, enjoy it, and I'm sure you know anyway you're doing a great service, and it's a real benefit to our community. Hey, listen, take care, come back and tell us how things are going as well. All right,
we will definitely. Thank you, bye.